Hey, Lost Girls and Lost Boys, we wanted to lock you in on what we'll be discussing next week: haunted hospitals.
For those of you who know me and know me well, there are very few things that actually scare me, but this is number two on my list.
We want to take you on a small tour across the U.S. and discuss some haunted facilities that you can actually visit.
We will put together a list of the most to least haunted and let you choose where you want to end up.
Until next time, Lost Girls and Lost Boys.
Remember, stay on sparkly, my friends.
Hey, Lost Girls and Lost Boys, this is Darcy from Oregon.
And this is Kimber from Memphis.
So tonight we're talking about a Dybbuk box.
In Jewish mythology, a dybbuk means to adhere or cling. It's a malicious, possessing spirit believed to be the dislocated soul of a dead person. It supposedly leaves the host body once it has accomplished its goal, or sometimes after being helped.
So I only know about Dybbuk boxes because we had a entry level professional, basically a summer intern in our department, and he was discussing with another coworker Dybbuk boxes and how creepy they were, and they were talking about buying one off of eBay.
I don't know why people want to buy these things off eBay.
There, the haunted dolls, right?
I'm going to buy something haunted and invite this demon into my home or this possessing spirit into my home. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't either. Because I'm still creeped out about the haunted dolls, so yeah, I would not be bringing this box home. And there's the famous one that spawned was the inspiration for a movie, right?
Yes, it's called The Possession, and it was from 2012, and it has Negan from The Walking Dead in it.
So I was hoping to watch it, but my husband decided to go camping all weekend, so. And I was so busy with work that I did not get the opportunity.
It's not a bad movie, actually. I watched it when it first came out. It's pretty good.
So,
And I was just going to say anything with Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
oh, yeah. So I just wanted to mention that the original, is it the original owner? Would we call him the original owner? He bought it off of eBay. And he, of course, is from Portland, Oregon.
Right. The original old owner was a Jewish lady, who had lived through the Holocaust, I believe. Let me see. She was. I have my notes here. Hold on. He bought the box at an estate sale in 2001. It had belonged to a survivor of the Holocaust in Poland named Pawela, who escaped to
Excuse me.
Spain. That's all right. Who had escaped to Spain and purchased it there before her immigration to the US?
So I've seen pictures of this box on the internet, and it is not an attractive box.
I think people just bought it for the story. I don't think they bought it because it was an attractive box.
So I think what's interesting are the contents that they found inside the box. I mean, it's normal back in the day to keep locks of hair, right? And, a couple pennies, big whoop-de-doo. And I'm sure because it's Hebrew, like to have a statue that has Hebrew words on it. So the only weird thing to me is the four octopus-shaped legs candle holder.
Well, I think the wine goblet is a little weird too. It also had a rose, one dried rosebud found in it. And I think the wine goblet starts to take it to a different place.
Why do you think that, though?
I think that because in a lot of incantations and rites and spells, you light a candle and you drink out of a goblet.
Oh, the
And so
combo of the two.
I think those two things kind of bring it to a spell. Like they took two pennies from someone and they took a lock of hair from that someone. And so they put it in this box with the dried rosebud. It could have been a love spell for all we know. I
Yeah.
mean, it could have been completely harmless. And, but they lit the candle and drank out of the goblet to seal the deal with the spell.
When I originally read the contents of the box, I was thinking, oh yeah, like I tend to grab little trinkets. I'm not a klepto, but you know what I mean, like
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have little trinkets too, like little Buddhas and stuff.
like stuff you pick up, you're like, oh, I don't want to buy a big souvenir, but this is kind of cool looking, I'll just buy this. And
I don't know how many people realize this. I know some people know this. I have an obsession with boxes. I have a very hard time if I find a box in a thrift store, or if I find a box in, a store that is not very expensive, I have a really hard time not buying that box. I'm just gonna say, the Cenobites, Pinhead and his followers, they'd get me, man,
because
because I do love me some boxes.
so Pinhead comes out of a box.
Oh yeah, you have to open. It's a box that was made, and it's like a puzzle box. And if you open it, it opens the gates of hell, and they come out of the box.
So note to self, do not mess around with any puzzle boxes.
Exactly.
So the interesting thing about this Dybbuk box is this guy's, experiencing nightmares. It has a smell of cat urine and jasmine flowers. I mean, once again, just like the haunted dolls, why would you keep that
And nightmares of an old hag.
Yeah.
I don't want these things. And he gave it to his mother for her birthday, which just happened to be on Halloween. And she had a fucking stroke. If you have this box that is giving you nightmares and you see an old hag, why would you give it to your poor mother for her birthday?
Maybe he wanted to inherit early.
Maybe.
I don't
That's
know.
and one guy's hair started to fall out. I mean, that could just be old age, but supposedly it was from the box.
That's so weird. I just don't. If it was like super attractive, like, we were looking at some of those haunted dolls pictures that people were putting on our page. Really attractive dolls, or really cute in a creepy way. But this box is ugly. It's so ugly.
I don't think I saw a picture of it. I need to go on and see a picture.
Oh, yeah.
It has a picture of an actual Dybbuk that in what I looked up, but it didn't have a picture of the actual box that they bought on eBay. So I need to definitely look at that. We'll have to post it on the page. We'll have to post a
Yeah.
picture on.
Yeah. Actually, I want to post the video from Post Malone, because he went to visit the box in the museum where it's being kept, and shot a video.
When you asked who had a museum and you thought it was Rob Zombie
Yeah.
in Vegas, I think it's Zach Bagans of Ghost Adventures.
Really? Because I thought it was Rob Zombie.
Maybe, but I later saw something after we had talked about it, and it was this Zach Bagans guy from Ghost Adventures. He has a museum, and that's actually where the Dybbuk box is now.
Right. Yeah, because that's where Post Malone went to go visit it. But the funny thing is that so the story goes that he was touching some for some reason the Zach guy felt compelled to touch the Dybbuk box, take or remove the outer covering, you know, the glass that it was in, and touch the Dybbuk box. And Post Malone touched Zach's shoulder, therefore supposedly transferring that evil energy or whatever to him. So supposedly it triggered a series of bad luck events for Post Malone, like almost having a plane crash.
I think maybe Post Malone's bad luck is just his life choices. I think that's a different take on the situation, but I think he doesn't always make the best life choices. But that's just my
I don't
opinion.
know, the video of him and Jimmy Fallon eating at Olive Garden is pretty hilarious.
I have not seen that. What's really funny is Grandpa Boris on Rugrats actually tells a scary story to the babies about the Dybbuk.
Really?
Yeah, it's been around in literature and video for so long, since the 16th century.
Really? How interesting.
It is. And it didn't really come to the front, until 2010,
Well,
which is kind of funny.
most people that I told that I was we were going to talk about the Dybbuk box today, they're just like, "What? What is that?" And I hadn't ever heard of it until those kids in the office were talking about it. So,
Yeah, I just don't understand why they would want to buy something like that on eBay. Sure, to go to a museum and look at it and not touch it, and maybe see if you can feel anything from outside the glass. That's one thing, but I just don't want to invite that in by touching it,
yeah.
I don't
No.
know.
And so why would Zach Baggins or whatever his name is be compelled to touch it too?
Well, I think he's compelled to do a lot of things for ratings
For
on
his
Ghost
Ghost Adventure
Adventures.
show.
Yeah. I will have to say, his I went to a place that was supposedly extremely haunted, and he did a whole show on it, and I think they've been there like 3 times, and it was in Virginia City, I think, near Reno. And it's a old saloon. And we went there last year, last August, actually. And I think maybe I got some orbs, possibly, but I was really hoping for something else, and I was seriously disappointed because they had all of these videos of a lady walking on a staircase, and I want to say I took 100 pictures of that staircase. I
And
got
you got
nothing.
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 But you did get orbs of light. Is
But
that?
not on that staircase.
Oh.
It was in a different room. But I think I did get orbs. I'll see if I can find it, and I will post it on the page.
Okay.
It'll take me a while to find because it was from last year,
Well,
so.
it'll take me a while to edit, so. I'm so busy this week. So I wanted to say I had a new hire. He's no longer working at the company I was at, but in the new hire orientation, I spend a whole day with them and chat with them about their lives and stuff. And this particular guy was a ghost hunter. And
Oh, how cool.
He mentioned, you know, because we asked them, you know, like if they were injured, you know, what would they miss doing the most in a PG way, I always say. But this guy said he would miss his ghost hunting. And so he, at lunch break, He played a audio tape of, he says that it was a spirit or something speaking to him out on the back porch of his house.
Hell no, I don't want to record in my house just in case I hear something.
Well, so the funny thing is he was out smoking a cigarette and he goes in but left his device out recording. And then there's some woman talking, and he says that that's a ghost. And I'm like, because it's not video, so you can't tell if there's somebody actually there just speaking, you know? So I was having a hard time believing it. But, I do have my ghost sighting story, so.
You do, you do. And I have my, see, it's weird. I have my weird feelings stories,
Yeah.
and knowing things, but I've never seen anything. But as I've said before, if I do see something, I don't want it to be like, blah, I'm here. I want it to just slowly go, I'm coming up to you slowly. Don't be scared.
I think, hallucinated, and I don't know if I was on cold medicine, but I thought I had a cat sitting on my bed once, and I was convinced it was there.
I've had sleep paralysis before, and that's some scary shit. I don't know if you've ever had that. That
No.
is so scary. I was in high school and I was exhausted, and my mom wasn't home. I don't know where she was. Nobody was home. I was by myself and I was sleeping, and I felt someone sit on my bed. I felt it. And I tried to wake up and I tried to move, and I was paralyzed. I couldn't move my arms. I couldn't scream. I couldn't do anything. And it took me a while to fight to get to be awake in order to move. And it was scary. It's only happened like once or twice in my life, but some people have it all the time, and I can't imagine. That'd be terrifying.
Well, one, I wouldn't like that because it sounds almost like you were roofied.
Yeah, I kind of felt that way, but when I was younger, man, I could sleep.
I sleep
Like
like that now.
I don't. I wish I did. I was actually babysitting at someone's house once, and they called my mom. It was like 11:30 at night, and they called my mom, Roberta, we can't wake Kim up. We don't know if we need to call an ambulance or what? We don't know what's going on. And they're like, my mom's like, no, just kind of slap her face a little bit. She'll eventually come out of it. And I did, but I mean, God, how terrifying for parents to come home and your babysitter is passed out asleep. And I was just asleep because I worked so much that I was so tired. But I'm surprised they had me continue babysit for them. Because what would happen if something would happen to the baby? I would have been asleep.
I don't know, it's like last year. Every once in a while, our dogs will get out and run down around in the neighborhood. Like somebody leaves a gate open or something. The kids are constantly doing that. I just want to wring their little necks when they do it. But I was asleep. I was like super tired. And I went to sleep, and Frank and Sierra were home. And the dog somehow got out. Like, I don't know, it was like 11:30 or 12 o'clock at night. They got out. And Frank came in, got dressed, turned the lights on, was yelling at me to get up and get helping find the dogs and stuff. And I slept through the entire thing. And when I woke up in the morning and then Frank got up, he was like really pissy with me. And I'm just like, what's your problem? Get over it. Whatever you woke up all pissy about, it's nothing to do with me. And he's like, why were you just ignoring me and not waking up? And I was just like, I have no idea. I mean, I literally had no idea what he was talking about. And he said it was like so loud in here because once the dogs came in, they were chasing each other all over the house and stuff. And I was out.
Wow. I don't sleep like that anymore. I sleep okay. I sleep much better since I got divorced. than I've slept in many, many years. Even before I got married. Let me take that back. Even before I got married, I didn't sleep very well. When I was younger, I did. In my middle, my 20s and 30s, I didn't sleep very well. And then when I got closer to my 40s, I started sleeping better. Mm-hmm. It just so happened to the sleeping better coincided with my divorce. So.
Sorry about the dogs. Coco Chanel gets upset when Cooper goes downstairs because she refuses to go downstairs. So.
Well, I'm sure when you're editing, you will hear somebody chewing on the microphone.
Is that your kitty?
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was Salem. He wanted to join in the conversation, too.
Well, the dogs are being their little brats tonight, so I'm sure we're going to hear more from them, too.
Well, it's all right. Everyone loves animals.
So I can't help but wonder what compels people to just, like, collect weird, creepy things.
I don't know. Like, in all of my life, I have been okay with horror movies, all that stuff. But I've always had a little bit of fear for possession. Anything that had to do with possession scares me, because I grew up in the church and I grew up believing in God and the devil and demons and angels. And so that whole possession thing always scared me, and I never understood why somebody would invite that in. I don't want to be possessed. I have seen possession movies and they're not pretty. They're not pretty at all.
I don't think they're meant to be.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know why anybody would invite that in. I don't know why anybody would do drugs either, but that's a different story. That's kind of a possession of a different type. But we should probably break.
Yeah. Where did our time go?
For our sponsors, it went into the box.
Cocoa Bean. All right, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Hey everyone, this is Darcy. In case you weren't aware, in addition to the podcast you're currently listening to, I also do two other podcasts: The Stories Women Tell and Safety, The Future is Female. In The Stories Women Tell, I interview women from all walks of life and talk about things that influence their choices, share advice, and find out what they're focused on in the future. In Safety, The Future is Female, my co-podcaster Carly and I are creating a network of safety professionals with a nod to the growing number of women in the safety field. We interview women with various safety backgrounds and get their take on the future of safety. I would love it if you would join my audiences for my additional podcasts. You can find these podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify, along with several other podcasting platforms. As always, stay on sparkly, my friends. Hey, Lost Girls and Lost Boys. I'm sitting here with Cooper, and I want to let you know you just heard an ad about the two various podcasts that I have going on. But I also wanted to put a call out. So for any of you Lost Girls out there, or if you have friends as well, I'm looking for some people to interview for my Stories Women Tell podcast. So if you're interested, please reach out to me either through our Facebook group, The Lost Girls, or through a message through this podcast, and let me know, and I would be happy to talk with you. Thank you.
Okay,
welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us.
So, Darcy, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, I'm on a delayed drink option tonight. I had a frozen mango smoothie that I bought over the weekend, and I never got around to pulling it out of the freezer and drinking it. So I did tonight. I pulled it out of the freezer, but then I don't want to microwave it or warm it up in any way because I'm afraid of the plastic cup. So all I've done at this point is pour a shot and a half of spiced rum on top of my mango smoothie. And probably by the time we're done with this podcast, I will be able to mix that in because I like to have my smoothie with a spoon instead of a straw. And this for real smoothie, for mango smoothie, is my all-time favorite. I stop and buy one as a special treat every once in a while. And I had a rough weekend at work, so I stopped and bought myself one on the way home on Saturday night.
Everybody needs a treat every now and then.
Yeah. What are you drinking?
Well, I made myself what I call a Thai tiger, and I call it a Thai tiger because there is a little restaurant in Selwood that I used to go to, and they have a Thai tiger there. And it's Thai iced tea with bourbon or whiskey. And
I'm getting in my car and driving there right now.
oh my God, it's amazing. I will have to find out the name of the restaurant. But it was not very far from my apartment. It was so good.
I love
So
Thai iced tea, but an alcoholic Thai iced tea? Oh.
good. And you couldn't even taste it. And I don't like bourbon or whiskey. And I happen to have whiskey here. I have Jack Daniel's because I bought it for Robert when he came out for my birthday. And I made it and I tasted it and it was packaged Thai iced tea. And it was disgusting. So I have to give an apology to Tara because I gave her a package of packs for her birthday a couple years ago. And I am so sorry, Tara. I did not know it tasted like shit. Sorry about that. I saw it and I'm like, oh, this will be great because Tara loves Thai iced teas too. So a second and her birthday gift. And that's what so I bought her a package and I bought myself a package. And it's got like six packs inside. Ugh, it's terrible.
Oh yeah, I've only ever had Thai iced tea in the restaurant because I've
Me
never,
too.
like, the mixes of tea are really bad usually.
Yeah, I've never had it outside of the restaurant either, and I will never have it outside of the restaurant again, unless I make it from scratch. And that's probably not going to happen. So,
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, I used to work at a Chinese restaurant and, brew all the tea in the big vat that we would brew it in. And wow, I don't even know how you'd make Thai iced tea.
I think it's condensed milk and tea and sugar. I think that's all that's
That
in it.
was some chicken pad thai is the stuff my dreams are made of.
Ooh, I love pad thai.
Oh my gosh, I do too. But that stuff is not okay on keto in any way, shape, or form.
Weight Watchers either.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, have to.
Yeah, it's nice to have. I go mostly for Vietnamese food now. There's a Vietnamese restaurant locally. I love those rice noodle salads. Oh my gosh, those are so good.
Yeah, we've got one here that I actually went on a date, took me there once, and the restaurant lasted, but the date didn't. But it is delicious, and I've brought guys from the office there to try it, and it's so good. They have banh mi, the sandwiches. Oh my God, they're delicious. And they have whole jalapenos sliced on it long ways. And that shit is fire. It will kill you. Their food is amazing. And it's called, anybody that lives in Memphis that's listening, it's called Le Delight. It's in Cordova on, well, it's right across the street from the movie theater in Cordova. So. Just an FYI if you're listening. Amazing food. So, anyway.
I want amazing food. I have absolutely nothing to eat for dinner tonight. It might be a cold cereal night again.
So I just have to tell you right now, I have a raccoon standing up looking at me because there's no food on my
He's like,
patio.
yo, bitch, where's my dinner?
I shit you not. He literally is standing up, staring at me through the door.
Why are you
Where's my food?
treating me this way?
Yeah. I wish I could take a picture of my camera because he is literally staring at me.
So we have a mouse in our house, and
Oh.
he's in our closet, and he comes out, and I caught him this weekend. He was like picking up dog food kernels out of their dishes and running back into the closet with them, like carrying them
Oh
like a.
my God, that's so cute. Oh
I was like, Frank, you gotta take care of that. I can't kill the mouse, but you need to get take care of it.
yeah, I couldn't kill it either. I don't want it in my house, but oh my God, how cute.
So Shitty Kitty brings in live mice. She's one of those sick little cats that like to toy with them for a long time and abuse them before she kills off whatever prey she's after. Where she, I've seen her, she like takes one claw and like flicks the mouse up in the air. It's like, you are so evil, Shitty Kitty. You're evil.
Rasputin does that, but it's with his fake mice.
Oh, yeah.
He's not had a real one to, thank God. Knock on wood, we don't get one.
I have had baby moles, you know, from the ground, snakes, birds, and mice in the house from Shitty Kitty, and lizards.
Oh my
She's
gosh.
a killer. The biggest thing that happened to me once was I was in our bedroom. I was gathering clothes and then hauling it into the out to the garage where we do laundry. And I go past our French doors in the dining room, living room area, and in the sunlight was coming through the blinds. You know, I'm like, oh, it's so nice out today, you know. And I look, and there is a snake perfectly coiled on the ground in the sun patch through my blinds. And I screamed to high heaven, and my stepson came upstairs, and he's like, what's your problem, you know? And I'm just like, take care of the snake. It was dead. She killed it and coiled it up in a perfect, it was a perfect spiral.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Oh my God, I about had a heart attack. Makes me scared just thinking about it.
Well, I don't, I'm not afraid of snakes, but I have a healthy respect for the venomous ones. Like, I don't want to run into a snake because I don't know if it's venomous or not.
Yeah, the only snakes we have here in this area is garter snakes, but where I grew up in the gorge, there was lots of rattlesnakes.
Rattlesnakes, yeah.
Yes. So I have had many an encounter with rattlesnakes.
We had a snake in the shop one day, and it was big. It was probably 4 feet long. It was probably about 3 inches in diameter, maybe, so around. And we thought for sure it was some water moccasin that came in from one of the little lakey, swampy areas. And we had to call in animal control. We had to call in snake wranglers. And come to find out, it was just a huge garter snake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was huge. Well, it was huge for me. I've only seen the small ones, but it was big. And we had mice in the shop, and it was just fat and sassy.
He's like, good eating here. I'm not moving out.
Yeah, we should have kept him around as a pet because we've had mice a couple more times since.
Yeah. I don't want things like that in my house. The worst,
No,
I
me
think the worst birding incident was Frank, when Frank and I first got married, or right before we got married, he bought me a black lab puppy. As Sierra always calls it, it's a gift of love. And then we got married that February. But Elvis, He was a bird killer. And we both happened to work at the same place, and we came home, and I walk into the house first, and I don't Elvis usually would meet us at the door, but he wasn't meeting us at the door. And I look around, and there's like feathers everywhere. And I'm just like, what on earth? And I'm thinking, did some pillow or something explode? You know, like Elvis destroyed something. I go down into our master bedroom. Elvis had a dead bird in multiple pieces in the bedroom, and there was blood splatter and feathers everywhere in there.
Oh, God.
And I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a vomiter when things gross me out. And then
Not.
it starts the dry heaves where every time I even think or look at the thing that's disgusting, I'm vomiting.
Good to know.
So, yes, I would never, ever want to see that ever again. How did we get on the animal killing
I don't know. We took a turn. Yeah. Anyway, so what song are you putting on the playlist tonight?
All Bad Girls Go to Hell by Billie Eilish.
Well, I am putting on Temptation by Cradle of Filth.
Cradle of Filth. Cool. I will have to listen to that.
I like it. It's a little harder than I usually listen to, but I like it.
I actually found the Billie Eilish song this yesterday. I was watching videos on YouTube and reading the comments of the videos. Sometimes those are pretty funny. And somebody mentioned in the video that I was watching that that compared closely to the Billie Eilish, All Good Girls Go to Hell. So then I'm like, oh, I gotta watch that. So
I don't know if I've heard that one. I listen to some Billie Eilish, but I'm not sure if I've heard that one.
She
So,
doesn't really sing it. It's more like she's talking in the song. It's interesting. It's an interesting video. I think she's like a dark angel portrayed in the video, or a devil angel. I don't know.
I don't watch a lot of her videos because she has this weird obsession with arachnids. And I just don't wish to see those in my
Oh.
life ever.
Yeah, there's no arachnids in that video, but yeah.
Yeah, she like plays with them, and I'm like, no, yeah, no, this is not for me. I listen to her, I just don't watch her.
Yeah. So she's interesting looking. I noticed that. Just interesting.
Yeah, I think she's only 15.
And she sings with her brother. Is that who that is?
I don't know who her brother is.
Oh,
I've never heard her sing with a dude.
yeah. So, in a lot of the videos I found of her, there's this guy that sings in the background or together with her.
Oh.
Weird.
That's cool.
So then I ended up, so I'm looking at all these music videos, and I somehow ended up to Daryl's house band, Daryl Hall.
From like John Oates.
Yeah, Hall and Oates. So
Oh.
Daryl Hall, and I found like quite a few artists that I really like. He invites them into his home and they sing some Hall and Oates songs, and then they sing the other people's songs, or they'll just do one that neither one of them have sung before. It's kind of cool, actually. It's a really good, it's an interesting because they also cook on the videos.
Huh, I didn't even know he was still alive.
So I was shocked because I didn't realize that he has actually a really good voice. You don't think of it in the Hall and Oates. You don't think, ooh, those guys have the best voice. But he actually has a good voice.
He never had a bad
Well,
voice.
no, but you don't listen to them and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy sings so good, right? You don't.
True, true.
Like Amos Lee, I would say that. You know, Amos Lee has a lovely voice. I love Amos Lee.
I would say that for Mark Broussard.
Yeah. But not Hall and Oates.
Poor Hall and Oates.
Yeah. But he's got a second coming with his. If you've ever, I would tell the listening audience, if you are curious, they do some really good versions of songs. Really good. Like Train was on there, Amos Lee, L. What's that? L. That's Rob Schneider's.
L. King.
L. King. Yeah.
You know, I'm not a fan of Train. I don't like Train at all. And one of my technicians, Prater, told me, "You got to listen to this." And I'm like, "What is it?" And he's like, "It's Train." And I'm like, "Oh, hell no." And he's like, No, I don't like him either." This is a couple of years ago. He had me do this. And he's like, "You need to listen." Train did some covers of Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
I could not believe it. They did an amazing job. Amazing. So that's, I would highly recommend if you like Zeppelin or if you like Train
I love Zeppelin and Train, actually.
to check it out. You should check it out then.
Yeah.
Think they did. I think we listened to a whole lot of love and it is just like spot on. It was amazing.
Don't know what the dogs, it's like they're being so rude tonight. All right. So next week we're talking about haunted hospitals.
My second fear, it's a combination of hospitals and old medical equipment.
Yeah. I saw there was a really creepy haunted hospital featured in the originals, and I actually had nightmares after watching that episode. Yeah.
Well, we're going to put together a list of different haunted hospitals or sanatoriums all across the US. And maybe we can throw a couple of European ones in there for our listeners overseas. And just kind of put a list on there of the most haunted to the least haunted. And, see if you guys can go out there and look some up.
Oh, is the mental hospital from Oregon on there?
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
How interesting.
The Salem Hospital.
Yeah.
Yep.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Yep, there's one in Kentucky too, and there's one in California that are really, really haunted. And then there's one in Pennsylvania. And these are just the ones I know off the top of my head. And I actually, my cousin Tara is a ghost hunter. She loves the show Ghost Adventures. And the reason that we went to that place in Silver City or wherever the hell we went was because she had seen the episodes and she wanted to go there. So we went there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And she does a trip every year. Her and her best friend go on a trip and they do, they go first a new haunted place. So, we've done a ghost town trip, the three of us. We did that before I moved here, and they've gone, I think they just went to Idaho and did one. We'll have to get information from where she went on that, but she likes to do that.
That would be interesting. Except for,
Yeah.
I would get really disappointed if there was no paranormal activity, like watching Ghost Hunters. I just like, why do people keep watching this show? Because there's never anything.
Well, I mean, it's a road trip with her best friend away from work for a week. So, whether they find something or not, they're still having a good time.
Oh, sure, her. Yes, that's I was saying the show itself, like.
Oh, yeah. If they found stuff on the show
I
in
guess.
the place, I have a cat in my face. In the place where we went, they found stuff every time they went there. I found three green orbs. Which my cousin and I were taking pictures at the same time. My cousin Jessica. And my picture had the orbs and hers did not.
Interesting.
And then I have a picture from a cemetery here where I took a picture and it was clear. And I always, when I take photos, I always take multiples in a row because you never know what the lighting is going to be, or if it was blurry the first time. So I always take multiples. So I took one and it was absolutely clear. And the second one, there was a fog covering everything. Like something was mad at me for taking the picture and covered everything up.
Ew.
I'll have to post. Yeah, I'll have to post that as well.
Okay. So sounds like Kim has a lot of homework to do on Facebook
I
page.
do. I do. I hope I remember it
I
all.
know.
Usually I have to listen to the episode and take notes. Oh yeah, I said I was going to put that. Oh yeah, I said I was going to put that. Getting old sucks, man.
I've already posted the Post Malone video of him visiting the Dybbuk box on
Okay.
Facebook page. So we're
Awesome.
golden there. All right,
Okay.
everybody. Are we wrapping this baby up?
I think so.
Okie dokie.
All right, everybody.
Toodles.
Bye.
Hey, Lost Girls and Lost Boys. I'm sitting here with Cooper, and I want to let you know you just heard an ad about the two various podcasts that I have going on. But I also wanted to put a call out. So, for any of you Lost Girls out there, or if you have friends as well, I'm looking for some people to interview for my Stories Women Tell podcast. So, if you're interested, please reach out to me either through our Facebook group, The Lost Girls, or through a message through this podcast and let me know, and I would be happy to talk with you. Thank you. Hey everyone, this is Darcy. In case you weren't aware, in addition to the podcast you're currently listening to, I also do two other podcasts, The Stories Women Tell and Safety, The Future is Female. In the stories women tell, I interview women from all walks of life and talk about things that influence their choices, share advice, and find out what they're focused on in the future. In Safety, The Future is Female, my co-podcaster Carly and I are creating a network of safety professionals with a nod to the growing number of women in the safety field. We interview women with various safety backgrounds and get their take on the future of safety. I would love it if you would join my audiences for my additional podcasts. You can find these podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify, along with several other podcasting platforms. As always, stay on sparkly, my friends.
Or you could just start out, "Hey, Lost Girls and Lost Boys."
I'll do that.
Okay. Jesus, this was more difficult than it needed to be. I'm fucking tired, man. Just read it.
All right. Hey, Lost Girls and Lost Boys, we wanted to lock you in on what we'll be discussing next week, haunted hospitals.
For those of you who know me and know me well, there are very few things that actually scare me. But this is number two on my list.
We want to take you on a small tour across the U.S. and discuss some of the haunted facilities where you can actually visit.
We'll put together a list of the most to least haunted and let you choose where you want to end up.
Until next time. Oh, shoot. Half fingered it and lost my email. Damn it. Oh, God. Let's just start again.
The whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's like
Okay.
three sentences. Good God. The whole